Dave Moore on Today FM.
And my next guest was a hero for his county 30 years ago when he was part of the Wexford hurling team, the side that lifted the Liam McCarthy Cup and had every person in Wexford dancing at the crossroads. Safe to say Larry O'Gorman is a legend in the southeast, and he's here now in studio this morning to chat about a thing called the Beco Club Champion. Larry, how are you?
Great, good form, nice to be here.
Great to have you in, thanks a million for coming up, appreciate it. Beco Club Champion, right, this is for Leinster GAA. What is the story with this?
This is for the volunteers that within any GAA club in Leinster, these unsung heroes as they call them, the guys that get up early in the morning, get out and get the flags out, get the grass cut, get the pitches marked, sell lotto tickets. You know, we have many with our own club, but you know, throughout Leinster, I guarantee you they're in every club. So 100%. It's a great idea, it's a great cause, a great way to promote the club as well, though, also to...
Well, that's the thing, because if you nominate someone in your club, the person who you think deserves to be called out as the Beco Club Champion, then you win €1,000 worth of gear for the club.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, unreal.
Absolutely brilliant, you know, so... It's a nice thing to think about, you know.
Well, it is. And you know what's lovely really about it is volunteerism in general is a huge part of the GAA. Look, it's a part of any amateur sports setup. And I mean, I coach soccer, football. And the club in Portmarnock is made up. There's 900 kids playing, and it's made up of volunteers making sure everything happens, from committee members, as you said, down to grass cutters and pitch markers and coaches and whatever. But I think the amateur nature of GAA in particular just relies on volunteerism so much throughout the whole organisation. So it's lovely when something like this shines a light on it.
Absolutely, 100%. And there was great men in my club, Kevin Murphy, Lord Mercy Me, passed away a couple of months ago, you know, and he was, I think he was 75 or 80 years of age, and he used to go around selling maybe 100 books of lotto tickets every week.
Wow.
He's been coaching, he's been a selector, he's been everything within the club, and to me that's a prime example of a guy that volunteers his whole life to, and dedicated to the club. So he started when he ended up getting an injury and he couldn't hurl anymore, so he got involved deeply in the
into the running side of
the club, and he was an amazing guy. You know, I remember one day his wife used to go crazy with him because every time there was a match on, she wanted to go do something else.
And he was at the match.
And he was at the match, or he was watching the gear. He was doing everything himself. Yeah. And he came home one night and she was very, very annoyed with him or whatever. So, you know, so she said, look, you go to bed. Good luck. I'm staying down. So he went up to bed and he found a half dozen hurls and hurling balls in the bed beside him. So, so she was trying to get his own back on him. But
that'll learn you, all right.
We learned from the likes of Kevin, you know, and there are other people around
of
the club, around Leinster, the very same one. And even today, I be full time volunteering in my own club. And even though lads say you should be off retired, Larry, altogether and play the golf or whatever, but we've a big club down there and a lot of development going on, so I love being there. I love helping out. I'd be there as much as I can, maybe 7 days a week. The wife is getting very worried now. She has the mattress at my front door at the moment. So
there's not even hurls and slippers on it. It's at the front door. I'd be similar. Like, I'm 6 days away. I have two teams. So I have under 12 girls, under 14 boys. And I tell you, it's the greatest thing I've done as a grown-up is coach. I coach football, but coach in general. Like, the connection it gives you with this, with the community, and as you spoke there about that man who was there for that length of his life, he's getting so much back out of that relationship as well. Obviously, he's volunteering, but the community and the kind of the sense of belonging and all those things that, particularly in older people, can be lacking. Imagine what you get if you're constantly in that environment when you're seeing 4-year-olds coming up to nippers and you're seeing 18-year-olds go down and play for the senior side or whatever it is. Like, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah. And he set that prime example to a lot of kids within the club. He used to bring pockets of sweets around with him and throw a sweet to the odd person here and there as well. You know, very good. And if he didn't like you, he used to give you a dog biscuit, actually.
He's my kind of fella. I'm taking notes here, lads. Kids in Portmarnock, you better start treating me well. The girls were laughing at my Crocs I had on the other day. They'll be getting dog biscuits now after the next match. People should go to leinstergaa.ie. That's the place to go, and you'll find the Beco Club Champion area there. And you can just submit. It's just name, address, email, whatever, and then just tell us about
and
who
you have it all
deserves.
The way up to September, but if the quicker you do it, you know, the better for yourself or whatever. But 100%, it's a great cause or a great idea.
And there'll be 12, one for each of the counties.
One winner for each county or whatever, the whole lot. So there is people out there that the unsung heroes, the people that just don't want to be known about. It's just let me alone, I'll get on with it. Yeah, you know,
I hear
you're the people that you really want to put up on the pedestal and give them a round of applause and say thanks very much.
Yeah,
for
the ones
efforts.
Who don't want the limelight, they're the ones you need to call out.
Exactly.
Now listen, you're distracting yourself by doing this. This fella beside you is the tip man. He's distracting himself by climbing some coolie mountains at the weekend. Because boys, I wouldn't have your own thing that the Wexford hurling and the tip hurling isn't quite worked out the way you wanted it for in 2026.
No, unfortunately not for us anyway. Well, yeah. Tipperary, I know they can be disappointed, but I think overall when they look back at last year winning the All-Ireland, I think there's a nice sweet taste still
there
in
is
mouth.
That there is that, yeah.
With us, we're struggling, we're finding ourselves in a difficult position at the moment. You know, we're gone, we're locked out of the championship, we have one more game to go, so not happy vibes within the county. You know, we're disappointed. We thought we would have something left, a big kick left in us.
Yeah,
you know, Tipperary beat us in 2019, would have been our greatest year since 96 in terms of maybe getting to an All-Ireland and winning it. But I think after that, we sort of went up and down a little bit, and we're on a slippy slope at the moment.
And do you think that those kind of situations, I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, Tip, and I mean, obviously, you know, Cahill is there from lifting the, you know, watching the trophy be lifted to this year and obviously not having it. But do you think there's, like, it's a long run now that Wexford have, as you said, have had these troubles. Like, what does it take to turn that around? Is it the grassroots? Is it the club levels? Is it what feeds into the county?
Well, to me, it would start in the club. When a young lad, when you're trying to develop a young hurler, you start off in the club because that's where in the schools and then into the club at underage. You try and give him the best structure that you can lay out for a young guy, not to confuse him. I see coaches at the moment who are coaching 8 and 9 and 10 year olds, and they're doing some silly stuff and they're doing some good
too
stuff.
Too complex, right? Yeah.
They're making it too complicated for kids or whatever. Mm. So they need to find their way, their pathway into becoming a hurler. Like I did when I was growing up, I was out on the street 7 days a week with the hurl in my hand, walking around up against the wall, poking the ball all the time. Just the hurl became a part of me in terms of it was like an extra limb that I had, and everywhere I went, people used to slag me if I went to mass.
You had it.
Or went to school, or I went to pay, the hurl was with me everywhere
and
I went.
And encouraging that kind of love of the sport as opposed to getting involved in the nitty gritty technicality of some kind of, you know, positional play when they're 8, 9, 10, even 14 years old. Let them just have the hurl in the hand. That's what
exactly.
They need.
Exactly. Let them go develop themselves, and we're trying to change young kids as well from being a left-handed hurler to a right-handed hurler. You know, they're trying to do it the proper way of some people
talk.
Some of the best hurlers in the country, you know, play off their left-hand side as well.
True.
So, you know, I wouldn't stop a kid from anything. I would try and encourage him as much as possible. But that's what we need to do in Wexford. And then when we have the development squads coming along the line, you know, proper coaching, you know, you can't give out about what's happening in Wexford because there's a lot of coaching. And right all the way up to the seniors, you know, there's a lot of effort, a lot of commitment by players and coaches and mentors and managers or whatever. But unfortunately, we're not able to reach the heights where we did maybe back in the 90s, because if you look at early 90, we were getting beaten in Leinster finals, league finals, 3 in a row again, Cork in 93. There was something in that group, and when Liam Griffin decided to come in 94, he says, I'll get the best out of them group. There might be only a year or two left in some of them lads, but I'll get,
we'll
the,
get
best
the best out.
Yeah. And within 2 years, he turned around to win an All-Ireland.
There you go. There's inspiring words for the whole county of Wexford. Thank you so much for coming in. LeinsterGAA.ie, the space to go. Larry, thanks a million. Great to have you in. Thanks, appreciate it.
Dave Moore on Today FM.